Raynham Police and Fire Department saved two lives in 2 days. By Hannah Knudsen on February 20, 2025. The Raynham Police and Fire Departments in Massachusetts saved two lives in just 2 days, showcasing just how fast these men and women in uniform are ready to spring into action for the good. The first life-saving action took place on January 4, as patrolwoman Amanda Wong responded to an emergency call about a man who was not breathing at a home. According to Enterprise News, Wong set up the AED and told the family member to place the electrode pads on the man's chest because they were located in a narrow spot. A shock was delivered, and then Wong took over chest compressions until Raynham paramedics arrived, the outlet reported. She ended up performing what Police Chief LaPlante described as two rounds of CPR paired with two shocks to the unresponsive man, which he said proved to be extremely vital in the patient's survival. The man is expected to make a recovery from the life-threatening emergency. The next day, on January 5, patrolman Daniel Fitch also responded to a victim under medical distress with no pulse. He performed chest compressions while paramedics administered an oral airway and continued to help with CPR. The individual regained his pulse. All the actions of the first responders have been lauded for their heroic actions. The Enterprise added that Lieutenant William Troutman and firefighters Michael Peters, Scott Pillsbury, Tyler Carey and Black Luther from Raynham Fire also assisted in the rescue. The Town of Raynham Police Department mentioned these rescues in their January 2025 activity report as well. Emphasis added. The total calls for January were 2,051. There were 487 911 calls. 138 were emergency medical dispatch calls. There were 3 arrests and several criminal summonses. There were a few significant incidents last month, including 2 citizens that were saved by officers performing CPR. Police Chief David LaPlante, along with Fire Chief Brian LaCivita, released a joint statement, praising their teams for their life-saving work. The actions of Raynham police officers involved in both of these life-saving situations exemplify our department's mission and core values, LaPlante said, noting that both Wong and Fitch used their training and expertise to make a difference in the lives of these two patients, and I commend them for their commitment to serving the people of Raynham. I am proud to recognize the Raynham fire personnel who responded to these medical episodes, LaCivita said. The positive outcome for both of these incidents was largely due to the great teamwork exhibited by Raynham Fire and Police.